Well, cock-a-doodle-doo, and good morning to you. This is Whitley Quickman with Radio WLFC News at 10. With me, as always, is everyone's favorite little rascal, Tad Bilchner. How are you this morning, Tad?
Little rascal?
Well, sure, you remember. The little rascals. Yeah. Our gang. Alfalfa, Darla, Spanky.
Listen, Twitley. There's only one person who could call me Spanky, and she's no longer with us.
Well, Dana's not dead, Tad.
Nope. It's just wishful thinking, I guess.
Well, are you at least a sober rascal this morning, Tad?
I told you not to call me that.
What, sober or rascal?
Rascal, you condescending mook. And yes, I'm sober.
Oh, thank God. Well, moving on. Our Ladyfinger mayoral race is nearly at an end, with controversial leader Norman Norm Ferratu moving well ahead with a surprisingly healthy lead in the polls thus far.
That I just don't get. The guy's a monster.
Now, Tad, as anchormen, it's our job to leave our own political views and opinions outside of the basement. I mean, newsroom.
Nice save there, Walter. Not quite. No, I mean, the guy's an actual monster. He's a vampire. They have him on tape saying as much. I mean, all prejudice aside, if that fanger hasn't eaten all of his opponent's electoral team by now, well then color me surprised. Aghast, even.
Aghast? Aw, Tad, you've been using the word-a-day calendar I gave you on your birthday. But really, in all fairness, you can't say, all prejudice aside, and then end the sentence with a derogatory statement about the man's way of life.
Can I finish?
Well, I'm afraid we're out of
time. How's a vampire going to be a proper mayor? How's he going to be the mayor that Ladyfinger needs? I mean, when? When is he going to be mayor? If he can only come out at night, how effective could he possibly be? A mayor of the night, lurking in the streets in darkness, feeding on the life force of the city, draining it one poor unsuspecting moron at a time? I mean, who does he think he is? Hey, you know, if he does win, you know what that would make him?
Well, the first openly vampiric mayor of Ladyfinger.
A real nightmare! Get it? Like, oh, that Mayor Ferratu is a real nightmare. Get it?
Joining us shortly is the man himself.
Wait, what?
Yes, that same man whose character Tad has been trying to smear for the last minute or more.
Ah, crap.
Mayoral candidate and controversial pop celebrity Mr. Norman Ferratu.
Seriously, though, that was today?
Ah, here he is now. Thank you for joining us in the studio this morning.
Well, it's more like a basement, isn't it?
I beg your pardon?
It's damp. It's dark.
I
love it!
Mr. Ferratu, I...
I do apologize. Just a little joke. The book says to start each interview with some humor. It builds a rapport. It makes you seem more human. Humans like that. It makes them feel more comfortable. Now, what were you asking, Whitley?
My name's Whitley, actually.
That's what I said. Whitley.
Oh, I'm sorry. Never mind.
It's not Whitley.
Oh, yeah, it's Whitley.
All right, then. And please, call me Norm.
Norm, welcome. I guess my first question to you is, what would you say are the key elements that factored into such a substantial and, dare I say, unexpected lead?
Velvet.
Velvet? Really? My power material of choice has always been suede. Because it's, you said...
I don't get it.
Let's continue, Mr. Ferratu.
But I don't hear the joke. I want to know what is funny.
Well, let's just stay on task here, okay, Tad? Go ahead, Norm. I'm sorry for the interruption.
Well, wait. Here's the thing. Right now, my only opponent is former Edgemont Springs resident and vineyard owner Jimmy Smith.
Jimmy Smith?
Oh, no, not to be confused with the star of film and television, famous actor Jimmy Smits.
Oh.
And Jimmy, he's really not much of a threat.
No?
No. Not exactly the sharpest stake in the vampire hunter's,
backpack?
No, it's like that, you know, but they wear them on their behind.
On their behind?
Like here, you know, like an arrow.
No, a quiver.
A satchel!
Yes, a satchel. Very good, Ted. Thank you. A satchel, yes. He's not the sharpest stake in the vampire hunter's satchel. He's dumb and not smart.
Yeah, I know what dumb means. His team is a joke, really. His brother, Daryl, and his other brother, Steve. I mean, come on, Vit. We're talking about a bunch of real dumb smits here, aren't we?
Oh, my. Well, now...
And where are they coming from? No castle, no estate. The little house by Edgemont Spring. It's a real smit hole. Not good.
Well, now, that's been one of your key points for this entire campaign, hasn't it? That is to say, your point has been... Now, correct me if I'm wrong.
I will.
Yes, okay. Well, you've got on the record saying that the Smith brothers are rather poor business owners, with many failed ventures in their wake, and therefore you've been posturing that even though they may have the considerable finances needed to fully fund a proper election campaign, the Smiths, in your opinion, are lacking the political acumen and strategic minds needed to effectively discharge the duties of the mayor's office. Am I right?
No, I just think that they are stupid.
All right, then.
Look it, Whitley.
Did you just say look it?
Oh, yes. That's your catchphrase, isn't it?
Well, it's not really a catchphrase, but it is sort of, well, you know, my thing.
I like it. Look it. It's very nice, Tad.
Well, may I?
Sure. Look it. The Smith brothers are dum-dums, and I'm really, actually very, very quite smart, really. The smartest person I know. I went to the best university located in the large city of Smoldovia, Romania.
Ah, yes. That's the school your father, Count Nostradamus Ferratu, set up in the late 1700s. Isn't that right?
Yes, a good old Ferratu University.
Ha! F you!
Tad, please.
What? That's what he said.
And, of course, Ferratu U is where you received your law degree.
A law degree? Oh, you really are a bloodsucker then, aren't you?
Yes, I am. It was there that I got the best education money could buy. It was a fantastic university. It was concealed just right by a protective wall to keep out the riffraff with their torches and whatnot. It wasn't the biggest one, like the one in Gina.
Did you just say Gina?
Okay, fellas.
But Gina.
He just said...
Okay, over to you, Norm.
Believe it or not, we had some people who really didn't like us.
No. If they don't like night-dwelling monsters, who do they like?
That's what I said. And it's not just because we were vampires, but mostly because we made the people of Smoldovia pay for the wall. We would have liked more of them to come to the university, but they weren't sending their best. Just like those Smith heads now in this election. That Jimmy, he isn't bringing his best people. He's bringing drug dealers, rapists, and murderers.
Oh, and now, if I can just interject a second here, Norm, I'd hate to correct you, but...
No, I wouldn't. It's easy.
But one of the brothers is a drugstore owner.
Exactly. He sells drugs.
In a drugstore. He's a pharmacist.
He's a loser.
Well, and then you said rapist.
That's right.
Steve Smith is a sommelier.
So what? Same thing.
Well, and that leaves only Jimmy himself.
Yeah, murderer!
You're a vampire! You have a proven record of grabbing your victims in the dark and draining their life force without their consent. Jimmy Smith has never been charged with murder.
He murders animals, Vit.
He runs a pig slaughterhouse.
That counts. Well, haven't you said that you drink pig's blood to keep the thirst at bay?
Okay, let's just wrap this up now, okay, Tad?
No, hey, I'm okay there, Skippy. Really, as a matter of fact... I might be starting to like the cut of this guy's jib.
Oh, surely you're being facetious.
Well, I squeaked one out a couple minutes ago. But no, seriously, it's really starting to sink in. I'm not just talking about this guy's fangs either. You didn't just bite me now, did you?
Not that I know of.
You know what? I think I'm voting for Norm Ferratu.
But he's a fiend. A proven predator who resorts to name-calling and childish insults when he doesn't get his way. Sorry, Norm.
It's all right.
He's a tallow-skinned devil that bought his place in this election, has no political experience, and, with all due respect, which is none, has no justifiable skills for leading people except a rich father and a building somewhere in Romania that bears his last name. How can you seriously be thinking of voting for him, Tad?
I don't know. It's all a little fuzzy. Well, maybe I'm having a stroke.
Yes, that's it. A stroke of genius? Yes, my friend. Yes, Ted. Vote. Vote for Norm. Vote for Norm Ferratu.
Vote for Norm Ferratu. Yeah, he won't bite, but he will fight for you.
Tad, are you okay?
That's a great slogan, Tad. How would you like to be my new press secretary?
Press? Seriously, Tad as press secretary?
You know, I think I'm up for being press secretary.
Tad, you can barely spell press secretary.
I'll do it. Great. Great, Tadford.
What is happening? Tad, what about your job here in the studio?
Yeah, I can do both.
You can barely do this as it is.
Thank you. Thank you, Whitley. It's been a pleasure.
Oh, Mr. Fratu, you're leaving too?
Yes, I must leave you now, Vit. I must. There's lots of campaigning to do yet.
Let me get the door for you.
No, the window is open. That'll be fine. And remember, vote for Noam Varatu. Vote! Vote! Vote for Noam Varatu! Good evening!
Well, there you have it, folks. Vote for Noam Varatu. I know I will. I suppose I should mention that while this broadcast has been airing, old Norm's popularity has shot up to a whopping 90% in the polls. And rightfully so. I'm Whitley Quickman saying, vote for Norm. And that was Tad Bilchner. Deal with it, I guess. Oh, and just before I sign off, I've got another water advisory here from the municipality. Water Commissioner Walter Komenishar says that the water level in the county reservoir is low, so please be sure to conserve water as best you can. Also, it should be stated, vote for Norm, that this toxic sludge has been purified, so it should be okay to bathe in for now until the level increases. That's it. This has been the News at 10. Whitley Quickman, signing off. Vote for Norm.
WLFC, the voice of Mutant County. FM.